It's podcast number 111, or I guess if you're thinking in binary, it's what, number 7 or something like that. Not that you are, because that would be crazy, only nerds like me would do such a thing. Yeah, I have beer, and I have water, and I have a cup of Red Bush tea, so we should be pretty much sorted. Also, normally what I do is I spam anybody who follows me on Twitter. You get spammed with loads of tweets just before I do the podcast, which is normally saying that I'm going to be doing the podcast in ever-decreasing amounts of minutes. Well, you didn't get that today. And the reason why I didn't get it was because the internet was broken, but luckily we've managed to fix it, courtesy of my Raspberry Pi, which is acting as my router. So that's how much of a nerd I am tonight. Anyway, I shall shut up and I shall play some music, why don't I? This one starts really quietly. It's not me getting the volume levels wrong again, by the way.
I try to sleep, but some things whispering, the world will stop when you're not moving. First it will slow while the oceans creep into my window, and through my mouth convert to vapor. The rocks and trees collapse and melt down into tiny streams, circulating through my veins.
a Storm and Stress by Year of Birds. And I should have woken you up. I thought I'd play something a little bit more relaxing at the start, and then that would wake you up. And it seems to have worked, because on the Twitter, Grapey says, boom, good choice back to back, Years have gone. I don't know if anyone else is listening, because loads of people seem to. I think there's about three or four different gigs going on in Edinburgh tonight. Certainly, Plenty Side has tweeted me saying he's having to miss a live pod tonight. We'll catch up with the download. Please play some grindcore. I don't think there's going to be much grindcore tonight, but hopefully you like the old Year of Birds. I've played them on the podcast before, actually, and it's from a cassette. It's about, I don't know, 15 minutes long or something, which you can get from yearofbirds.bandcamp.com. It's on, where is it? It's on something, it's got on a record label, which has got a brilliant name, which I can't even find. It's Ack Ack Records. Terribly sorry. And there's exclamation marks after each of those acts, and the acts are spelled A-C-K. And you can go, if you go to yearofbirds.bandcamp.com, you can download it there, and you can buy it for £5 as well. And they're from Middlesbrough. And I played a track from that ages ago on the podcast, but for some reason I just fancied listening to it again this week, and it kind of reminded me, so I thought I'd play some more. And they're playing on, what day is today? 25th. They're playing tomorrow night at the Green Room in Stockton-on-Tees. So if you are in the sort of area, I guess Teesside, which it would be if it was at Stockton-on-Tees, you should go and see them. And also they're playing at the Georgian Theatre, but that's not until December the 1st. And before that, on the, what did I do right at the very start? I played Dweams. That's spelled D-W-E-A-M-S. It's like Dreams, but with an R instead of a, no, with a W instead of an R. Oh dear, and that's also on cassette. If you go to the webs.bandcamp.com, sorry, the band are called The Webs, and it's from a split cassette with the Creakies. At least that's what it tells me on the old website here. And you can get it on cassette for a whole $4 as well, and there's 100 copies of those, so yeah, it's pretty good as well. I recommend you do that. And thanks very much to Dreams, and thanks very much to Year of Birds for letting me play those tracks on the podcast. My voice is a little bit croaky tonight. This damn thing, it seems to, everybody in Edinburgh, I think, seems to have got this luggy thing, and it just sort of carries on going forever. So dare I say I won't talk as much? I probably shouldn't bother saying anything like that. But I might be a little bit croakier. I do have my Redbush tea, like I say, and my I've got a pint of 80. What was it? Belhaven 80 or something it is. Did I say this in the podcast last week? I'm not entirely sure. When I was in my younger, more formative years, when I was a student, Edinburgh pubs, they basically only sold 70, 80. And if you were lucky, well, they sold lager, which I didn't really care for much. But they sold 70 and 80. There's a line after it for the shilling symbol. I think initially, that's how much the casks cost back when they were called 70 shilling and 80 shilling. And the idea was just something about the barman would had to put on the cost of the keg. The punters knew they weren't getting ripped off. Anyway, that's why they're called, as far as I'm aware, that's why they're called 70, 80. And there's also 90 you used to get somewhere, which was pretty thick. And then everything else was Guinness. I kind of miss those days sometimes. Those simpler times when beer was just identified by numbers. And then everyone started getting like swanky beers and stuff, and they all kind of fell apart and everything got a bit more expensive. But anyway, kind of going back to basics and having 80 shilling, which I do really like. It's a fantastic beer. The Belhaven one comes in the bottle. It's fantastic. Anyway, I digress. Actually, it's in a beer festival glass as well, a Caledonian Brewery Beer Festival glass. Plenty Side says he's not at the Withered Hand gig. Yeah, because Withered Hand is definitely one of the gigs. And he does go on to slag off one of the people who's at the gig, so I probably shouldn't read that out. And my voice is already getting a bit croaky, so I'll play. There's gigs on this weekend as well, so I'm going to plug some of those. Stu Lewis, he runs a blog, an Edinburgh-based music blog called The Tidal Wave of Indifference. He's putting on a gig at the Wee Red Bar, and there's four bands on it, and these are one of the bands. It's the Early Morning Satellites, and this is Fantasist. And I'm not entirely sure why I haven't played this on the podcast before, because it's a brilliant EP, this is a great track. And it's been kicking around in my list of things that I should really get around to playing for quite some while. I'm from Glasgow. Like I say, this is the Early Morning Satellites and Fantasist.
We'll be right back.
Early Morning Satellites and Fantasist, and that's from the Fantasist EP. It came out a couple of months ago, I think. They used to be called Honey, which I'm assuming is possibly a reference to their, I'm sure. What was I going to say again? Their admiration of Jesus and Mary Chain, perhaps. How come I haven't played them on the podcast before? Because they are Scottish and they're shoegazy dream poppy. I'm not entirely sure how I've got around with not playing that. Anyway, if you go to Life Tastes Better, .bandcamp.com. You can download it there. It's £4. And they're playing on Saturday night at the Tidal Wave of Indifference, which is at ECA, which is Edinburgh College of Art. I've got something written down, actually. Actually, not written down. I've got a website somewhere, if I can try and find it. All the little links on top of my browser or Facebook logos. I found it. Right, they're playing... Stu Lewis, who does a blog called The Tidal Wave of Indifference. It's a fantastic blog, by the way. If you go to thetidalwaveofindifference.com. Has it got a "the" in front of it? It may not have a "the" in front of it. Anyway, Early Morning Satellites are playing along with Fuzzy Star and Plastic Animals and The Last Battle. So it should be a brilliant night. And at least one person, like I say, about half the people who listen to the podcast listen in this country, in the UK, and then about half of them listen in America, and then there's sort of a smattering of people around the world for the rest of it, at least when I ever bother to look at the stats, which is not very often, to be quite honest. But anyway, at least one person who's from America I've managed to persuade, to go to that gig on Saturday night. So Stu Lewis, if you've got anybody who's bought a ticket all the way from America, that's my doing. Unfortunately, I don't know who it is, because I can't remember if you got in touch with me via Twitter or it was on email or something. I haven't really tried to find it. I should probably try and find it before Saturday night, and then I can meet up with them and buy them a beer, actually, which is a good plan. Although Edinburgh College of Art's not really known for its fantastic beer. It does have Tuborg for £3, but that's not really something to write home about. Yeah, so my voice is getting a little croaky, but what I am going to do is I'm going to play a track by Fuzzy Star, who they're also that tidal wave of a difference gig. I was going to run these two together, actually, which is why I hadn't really thought of anything interesting to say, because I'd forgotten I was going to run them two together. So I'll do that now. And on the Twitter, many people seem to be giving excuses as to why they're not listening to the podcast. The Stokecast says, can't listen live for another 10 minutes on my way to work. You're going to have to shout so I can hear you in the meantime. And that's in all capital letters. I wonder where he works. Anyway, this is Fuzzy Star, Falling in Love.
So happy, like you slipped me a pill. Both felt the breeze, but couldn't catch a chill. Falling in love. You talked of true love and a broken heart. Maybe I spoke too much that night after dark. You caught your breath when I said that I loved you. Don't know how, but if I knew I could trust you. Maybe it's all just hoops that we jump through, falling in love. Your friends looked on with a knowing smile. They wouldn't believe we were up all night just talking all the while. Placed a note outside your door. Wish you love and so much more. Sweet, remember what hearts are for. Falling in love. Falling in love. We spent that winter under the lights. The attic room of your old flat. Sparklers kept us warm at night. Got to know you more each day. Swap hours for weeks if you're away. We don't change, that's how we stay. Still in love. Still in love. Still in love. Still in love. So happy like you slipped me a pill. We both felt the breeze, but couldn't catch a chill. Falling in love. Falling in love. Falling in love. Falling in
Fuzzy Star and Falling in Love, and that's from the Late Night Radio EP, and they're playing again on Saturday night, which is the 27th of October at 7 p.m. at Edinburgh College of Art. The MacBook is now making a little bit of a noise like a hairdryer, so if you can hear that noise in the background, apologies for that. Just before I start the podcast, actually, someone upstairs was making weird knocking noises, but luckily they've stopped that. So thanks very much to the Early Morning Satellites and to Fuzzy Star for letting me play those tracks in the podcast. It's much appreciated. And like I say, you should get down to Stu Lewis's gig for the Tidal Wave of Indifference, the last one, because he's done four, I think, in the last year or so. All have been really popular. I think I've been to at least one, maybe two of them, at least for part of it. I definitely saw Pause there It was really mobbed for pause, actually, and so much so that we kept getting pushed forward and forward. I probably said this before in the podcast. We kept getting pushed forward and forward such that we were in front of the PA system. So all we could really hear was what was bouncing back out of the monitors. It didn't really sound very good, actually. There wasn't a whole lot of vocals. So I kind of stepped back a little bit so I could then hear. But that was fantastic. Although it did end up with getting a broken guitar at the end of it, because there was much throwing of instruments. I don't know if that was intentional or not. They'd just signed a contract, actually, to Fat Cat Records that day, I think. Or not that day. It'd been announced that week or something like that. So maybe they were celebrating that. Maybe they were going to go buy a new guitar. I'm not entirely sure. I probably should have said in the podcast, actually, that most of the stuff that I'm playing on today's podcast is quite sort of laid back. Apart from that Year of Birds one, and there's maybe one more to come. Well, maybe not, actually. They're all a little bit chilled out and laid back, so I hope that's okay. So I had some bit of technical difficulties before I did the podcast, before it came on air, as it were, or on wires. The router, what I thought would be a great idea yesterday was, I can't remember why, but there was something wasn't working with the router, so I rebooted it, and it sort of forgot all my settings. And then I had to spend hours trying to get it working, and then the wireless didn't work and stuff. It was all really a bit of a mess. So I had this little Raspberry Pi that I'd had. That's a small mini computer, if you don't know, unless you think it's some sort of bakery product. It's not. It's some sort of little small computer that I've been sitting on my desk for ages, and I haven't really found anything a practical use for it. It's about as powerful as a mobile phone, but you can plug in a keyboard and stuff to it, and you can plug it into a TV or an HDMI thingy. So I hadn't really found any use for it anyway, so today it got roped into service as a router, so it's a replacement router. So anyway, this is all coming through the little Raspberry Pi. So that's quite exciting. But yeah, and before that, actually, last week, I do the podcast, when I do the live podcast, I use Amazon Cloudy thingies, Amazon Cloud Virtual Servers, and you could just start the server and then turn it off at the end of it. And it only costs, for the month, the cost of the streaming thing is about, like, sort of 75p or something like that. It's not very much at all. Just for having it on for, like, that sort of hour when I do the podcast. But unfortunately, you do have to remember to turn it off. If you don't turn it off, it starts to get a little bit more expensive. So last week I forgot to turn it off after I'd done the podcast, and then on Saturday I got an email telling me that I don't know, my Amazon, I think I'd set it up to like an email alert if you went over £10. So I got an email alert to say I'd gone over £10 on Saturday, which is a little bit disappointing. And then every 10 minutes it would, well, not every 10 minutes, every 2 hours, so it would send me another one, and it seemed to have gone up by another small amount even after I turned it off. I suspect the alerts themselves were costing me money and then triggering another alert. So it could have got very expensive very quickly. So I turned all them off. So anyway, so this is a very expensive podcast you're listening to for the month of October. It's going to cost me over £10 to have made these live podcasts, which is pretty shocking. Anyway, I'm going to play some more chilled out music. This is Randolph Leap. And I play because there's another gig. It's not in Edinburgh. It's in Glasgow. I think it's tomorrow night. I shall look up more information about it. I'm pretty sure it's the launch gig for Randolph Sleep's EP, which is on Fence Records. But what I'm going to play is another track from the brilliant album that's on Pinkhole Records, which is As Fast as a Man. This is Rough.
I returned home late at night. You were geared up for a fight. I explained it's not what you think. I'd been out for a couple of drinks with the mutant beast from the Black Lagoon. We spent some time howling at the moon, but his advice came to nothing more. And I feel rough, I feel rough. Oh, surely that's enough. I feel rough, I feel rough. I said I don't feel secure. You said do not be so sure. That sounds almost like a threat. You said I ain't heard nothing yet. Did I mention that I'm sick? My chest is tight and my head is thick. What will you accept from me in exchange for sympathy? Man, I feel rough, I feel rough. Oh, surely that's enough. I feel rough, I feel rough. Man, I feel rough, I feel rough. Oh, surely that's enough. I feel rough, I feel rough. Is there truth in what I say? Or does my face give the game away? This sarcasm bubbling just below the surface surely must. Man, I feel rough, I feel rough. Oh, surely that's enough. I feel rough, I feel rough. Man, I feel rough, I feel rough. Oh, surely that's enough. I feel rough.
Pressing urge to do it right. They only leave me paralyzed. They ought to leave me petrified. My tendency to analyze, my pressing urge to do it right. They ought to leave me paralyzed. They ought to leave me petrified. What am I here for? What's it all about? Is there a right way or an easy way out? What am I here for? What's it all about? Show me the right way or an easy way out.
So I made the playlist for the podcast. I think it was on Sunday night, actually, and I was obviously in a bit of a chilled out mood, actually, wasn't I? I should have probably said at the start of the podcast, that Year of Birds track, it's kind of sitting there like a sore thumb on the old Twitter. A great sore thumb, though. Fantastic sore thumb. On the Twitter, when Plentyside did say I should play some Grindcore. That's probably about as far away as you could possibly get from Grindcore tonight's podcast playlist, and also the Stokecast. He said I was going to have to shout. Yeah, after he said that, he said loud noises. Yeah, no, we haven't had any loud noises, really. On today's podcast, it's been pretty chilled, actually. I don't know if anyone else is listening. Nobody else has tweeted at me to say they're not listening. Grippy is definitely listening, because he said very chilled. No, that was the other one he said very chilled. The Randolph Sleep one, I think. A nice female vocalist tonight. I think we've only had two female vocalists, haven't we? We've had Entertainment for the Brain Dead. That was Julia Katowski, and she's brilliant. That's from an EP called Postcard Number 2, Songs for the Homesick. I played a track from that last week on the podcast. Was it last week of the podcast? I think I ended with it last week on the podcast. It does run straight into that one. So if you were kind of if you were going a little bit meta, you could have realised that the start of that track included some sort of sound effects from the street in Istanbul, I think it was, which tied in with the end of the track that I played last week of the podcast. And the other one, I guess the other female vocalist was Dweems. It's the Webs, and the track was called Dweems right at the very start. I've got one more female vocalist coming up. I think the next track actually has got female vocals, and has it? I can't remember which track I've chosen off this album. And then that's it, I'm afraid. What are we going to do for the podcast? How many tracks have I got left to do? I've got four tracks I want to play. It's a little bit more than normal. Will we overrun? Probably not, actually. I should stop rambling, shouldn't I? This is the Entertainment for the Braindead album. Sorry, the EP, by the way. You can get if you go to entertainmentforthebraindead.com. You should definitely get hold of that. It's a free download, I think, as well. So you can't say further than that. I'm rambling now, aren't I? I'm halfway through my beer. I finished my cup of tea. I haven't even touched the water, actually. I suspect I may need to go to the toilet before the end of the podcast. This is Grey Thunder. This is my current favourite new album that I just first listened to. I think it was a couple of days ago, so I couldn't have had this in the playlist on Sunday night. I guess this was a late entry. This is called Pack It In. It's from an album called Sounds of Great Thunder. All of my I've got it ended suddenly. I think it goes straight into the next track, actually. That was Great Thunder. Great Thunder's all capital letters, by the way. I think the case is probably important because it's in that case on the cover of the album as well. And it's called Sounds of Great Thunder is the album. The track is called Pack It In. It's a brilliant album. Yeah, and it's also quite varied. It's like it's about 45 minutes long, but there's like 22 tracks or something like that. It's brilliant. If you go to Great Thunder, all one word, .bandcamp.com. You can get a hold of it there. It's a free download as well, so there's no reason why you shouldn't get hold of it. It only just came out about 2 or 3 days ago or something. So yeah, get that. It's brilliant. And I'll almost certainly play at least one more track from that on the podcast over the next week or so. Not over the next week or so. That's not going to happen because the podcast is only every week. Over the next month or so, possibly. Yeah, so that kind of picked up a little bit. That was a little bit noisier, so it wasn't all chilled out and laid back. I have a horrible feeling now that there's some people maybe listening to this podcast on a bus commuting to work and they've fallen asleep and missed their bus stop for work or something on a Friday morning, which would be awful or something. Unless you're I apologise if you are on a bus and you're trying to drown out, I don't know, the noise of somebody at the back playing Skillrex or something on their mobile phone because it's not really working for you. If you're on the playlist for today's podcast because it is a little bit more chilled out. Yeah, but I will play some more noisy music, honest, I promise. This is Adam John Miller. I think he was in the Manhattan Love Suicide, but I may be entirely wrong there. This is on Kath and Dad Records. It's from an album called Portrait Adam Miller. Portrait Adam John Miller 05-07. And this is Escalating Sentiment.
Tie a ribbon to my wrist. You know I'm listening. innocence. In a piece only leads to breathing problems. In a piece only leads to breathing problems.
That's Adam John Miller and Escalating Sentiment. That's from an album called Portrait. Adam John Miller, 05 at 07. If you can get it from Kath and Dad Records, it's a free download, but if it is also actually, it's a name your price. And what they do is that everything that you donate goes to the charity chosen by the person whose album it is, and all proceeds from this album go to Rainbow Hospice for children and young people, so it's definitely a worthwhile cause. If you go to Kath and Dad Records, it's sort of Kath, C-A-T-H, and N for N, like as an abbreviation of and, dadrecords.bandcamp.com. So I'll try and say that again, and maybe you'll understand it this time. This is kathanddadrecords.bandcamp.com. I'm terribly sorry, I feel like I've been stumbling over most of my words tonight on the podcast. Like I say, my throat is starting to seize up a little bit more. I'm not really getting over this sore throat and cold very well. It's really quite irritating. And I did say I was going to play, I think if I was counting correctly, I think I've got two more tracks to play, but I'm actually only going to play one more track, if that's okay with you. Because, like I say, it's been quite rambling. On the Twitter, but actually not on the Twitter, on the Facebook, someone has Facebooked at me or commented on a post or whatever. Mike Caldwell has said, oh no, in reference to the podcast being on tonight. Unfortunately, this conflicts with me being tasked with locating a Robertson screwdriver, which is not a euphemism of anything of any sort. I'm not sure what a Robertson screwdriver is. Is that what they call a Phillips screwdriver over on the other side of the Atlantic? I'm not entirely sure. Anyways, it's next week I shall listen. Last week's podcast was great. Well, I love it when people say that last week's podcast was great, which makes me think that this week's probably isn't. But he looks forward to listening to it later on tonight. So that's a bit keen, actually. I'll have to actually maybe upload it now. On the podcast tonight, it was podcast number 111. Well, like I say, I think it's 7 in binary, isn't it? 1 plus 2 plus 4, yes. You heard The Webs and Dweems, and that's from Split Cassette with The Creakies. It's called Stay Holy. Then everything, by the way, I should say, that I played the podcast, if you go to edinburghman.com and look up the post for podcast number 111, all the music that I played in tonight's podcast will be listed there, along with links as to where you can get it. I actually put together a web page, which towards the end of the year, my expectation is we'll do sort of an end of the year chart or a poll, everybody's favourite tracks that we've played in the podcast over 2012, like we did last year. It was moderately successful. But what I did find last year was that some people didn't remember some of the tracks that I played in the podcast. So I started to put together a single page for the podcast that consisted of embedded links for every track that I've played during 2012. It took me about 2 hours to do, and it didn't make my computer grind to a halt, but it might be other people's computers grind to a halt. But anyway, there will at some point be a page. Now I have to divide it up into sort of alphabetical chunks or something of all the stuff. And there's only three tracks, I think, where I couldn't find embeddable, streamable things to put up there, but that's not so bad. Anyway, I digress. Where was I? I was telling you all the stuff that I played in the podcast. Then the second track I played was Year of Birds. It's from a cassette, a C15 cassette called Knock Language. As Storm and Stress. I wonder if it's one of those C15 cassettes that you used to get in the 1980s for putting your dodgy games that you'd copied off someone in the playground. And on John Menzies, always used to sell C15 cassettes. Anyway, what was I? I was at number three now. I played the Early Morning Satellites from the Fantasist EP. They're playing at the Weed Red Barn Saturday night with Stu Lewis's Tidal Wave of Indifference gig, along with Fuzzy Star, who was the next track I played. I played Falling in Love from the Late Night Radio EP. I should say, I think something, at least in my head, has been wonky with the volume levels on today's podcast. So that track in particular was a bit quiet. So apologies to Fuzzy Star for that, and apologies for anybody else who's listening. If that was indeed the case, then I played Randall Sleep and Rough. They're playing at Penko's. They're playing at the launch for their EP. I'm going to try and find a little bit of information about that, actually, because I didn't give you enough information. It's in Glasgow. It's in tomorrow night, which is Friday the 26th. Is that right? Yes. It's at the Glad Cafe, which I have no idea where it is, but it does say that as well as being Randall Sleep, support will come from performance of members of the Fence Collective, so that's pretty good. You should get along to that if you're in Glasgow. Then I played Entertainment for the Braindead and Way Out. That's from the EP Postcard number 2, Songs for the Homesick. Then I played Great Thunder and Pack It In. That's from a brilliant album called Sounds of Great Thunder. And then I played Adam Joe Miller and Escalating Sentiment. And one more track to go on the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We got there in the end, and my voice did manage to hold out. I'm going to play a track now. It's a new single from Yusuf Azik, who I really enjoyed his last album, Turn the Long Way, which came out on Song by Tool last year. This is from his album called Go Native, which I guess is coming out shortly. I don't quite know when it is. There is a free download for this track, I think, on SoundCloud, if you've got a Song by Tool's SoundCloud page. This is Smile Tactics by Yusuf Asik, and thank you very much for listening.
Saving your heart.